Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio Live, and we're continuing our conversations with Dr. Victoria Monlock. And, of course, we wish everybody from around the world the best of this joyous holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, and of course, the best of the new year. We will be here, of course, in 2020 with a spectacular array of shows and guests and episodes and exciting new things that we're doing at CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. So stay tuned for that. And somebody who's joining us here and in the new year, of course, is the wonderful Dr. Victoria Monlock. As I've mentioned several times, had an opportunity to meet when we did a television interview at our studios, TV studios. And then also I flew out to Wisconsin to see and celebrate her work and capture her in her environment and her wonderful staff. And, of course, very faithful and loyal patients that she has. She just mentioned to me it's been an extraordinarily busy week as people, you know, seek out their care in advance of the holidays and the new year. And Dr. Monlock is always approachable and affable and always doing everything that she can to make sure her patients get everything they need. And for those who aren't patients, but they still want some of the wonderful wisdom, perspective, and advice of Dr. Monlock from around the country and around the world, her books are a wonderful reference and resource to get a lot of information, especially her newest book, which is Full Bloom: Perimenopause, Menopause, Postmenopause, Health, Happiness Through Hormone Balancing. The book discusses the ways that changing, dropping, or disappearing hormones impact a woman's health and vitality. It features many charts and checklists that help women learn, understand, and discuss matters with their personal physicians. And it's written in plain language and includes case studies of women from their 40s to the 80s. And you'll be surprised to hear the medical conditions they present with, including rheumatoid arthritis, fibroids, Hashimoto's, thyroid disease, deep fatigue, skin problems, constipation, hair loss, abnormal weight gain, migraines. Diagnoses you might not have ever suspected were rooted in your hormones. Dr. Monlock's indispensable guide also has a chapter on myths versus realities, which we've been talking about on the air as well, something she's tackling on these radio episodes as well. She's making a difference patient by patient by enhancing their health. She believes in looking deeper, making decisions collaboratively, and getting better outcomes. She's been doing this for over 30 years, and she loves her work, and she's on a true mission to bring peace as well as good health, wellness, and balance to her patients' lives. And she's done it so beautifully and continues to. Today, on this particular episode, we're going to be talking about talking with your doctor. There is a segment in the book that references that. How do you talk to your doctor? What are the things you should be asking, looking for, and how do you respond and take the information that you are getting and ask questions? So she is here with us on this episode, and then she'll be back next week as we look ahead to 2020, and we look forward to working with her in 2020 as well. But that'll be a wonderful episode too, looking ahead to the new year and the new decade. Dr. Monlock, thanks for joining us once again on CUTV News Radio Live. It's always so much of a blessing when you're with us too, because again, you're helping people on such a deep level. And I saw that when I was in Wisconsin at your practice, the depth of joy that the patients have in doing wonderful things with you in terms of really maintaining their health and well-being and sometimes restoring their health and well-being as well. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio Live.
Thank you. What a glorious introduction. Wow.
My pleasure, and all from the heart, real deal. And that's how you are, and that's how I am. And we don't embellish. We just lay it all out as it is. And I know sometimes when you hear it back and it's about you, it's, you know, because you're humble, it's hard to swallow it all. Like, that's me. I do all that. Well, you do, and that's why you're so successful, and that's why you're you have this unique way of doing things, and that's why you're swamped this week, because people want to see you, they want to be in touch with you, and again, the care and level of attention that you provide is exemplary.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. So with that, it's the same thing, talking with your doctor as your patients talk with you. You have this wonderful segment in the book, and I've read the book, both books now, from cover to cover, of course, prior to our interviews, but there is this wonderful section about how to talk to your doctor and why this is so important. Sometimes we go to the doctor and we don't ask questions. We just let the doctor talk, and we are afraid to ask anything that we're concerned about or what we should do, or even about things that are unrelated to the initial appointment, other symptoms, other things we're feeling. Very important to know, not only to talk to your doctor, but to know how to talk to your doctor, right?
Well, exactly. And part of it is that a lot of people feel like their doctor is correct with every approach they take with all of their patients, but it may not be the right approach for you. In other words, what is really the reason that you're seeking the doctor in the first place, you know? And that sounds like a really kind of like a duh comment, but I really want you to think about it. When you go to the doctor, is it because you're going for a blood pressure check? Or, you know, is you're really feeling off, but every time they look at blood work or whatever, they keep telling you everything is great. My gosh, you know, you've got the blood work of a 30-year-old, yet you feel like you're 80. And you can't put your finger on what's wrong because nobody's finding it. And so when you go in for maybe, you know, a second or a third time, you're going in for the same complaint and they're looking at you like, well, everything's fine. You know, so really, I'm going to just ask that question again. What are you really going in to ask? And if you've asked that doctor already, you know, why am I feeling tired, or why my muscles ache, or why am I having this feeling of anxiety? Why do I have PMS up the wazoo? Why am I crying at everything? And they're checking your blood work and telling you everything's fine. Then that's the level that they're taught to look at. And so going back to that same doctor to ask that same question, you're going to get the same result. In other words, it's like Groundhog Day. You're going to get, you know, the same input is going to give you the same output because that's what they know what to check. And so they aren't hearing you. And so if your symptoms are indeed related to anxiety, they're related to PMS, they're related to things that are actually more hormone-based, then unless they come to the conclusion that they should check your hormone levels, you're going to get the same approach by that same doctor because that's what they know how to do. So if they really aren't hearing you, then you may have to make the decision that you need to look for somebody who is versed in how to check hormone levels because that's where your problem may lie. It's like going to a surgeon when all you need is a blood pressure check. That's not the right doctor for the right reason, and they really aren't equipped to take care of that issue. So you truly have to ask yourself, why am I going back to the doctor? What is different in the question that I'm asking? And you do have to be your own advocate. So you can't just walk in and say, I don't feel good. That's not going to quite cut it because they don't know what to do with that either, and they're just going to do their general approach, which maybe they've already done, and it's going to be a repeat of the same testing they did, and they're going to come to the same conclusion. Gee, you look great on paper, but then why do I feel so crummy? Well, I don't know. You might have to go see somebody else, you know. So it's an imperfect waste of everybody's time, I guess, is maybe the just the most direct way of saying that. And in particular, it's a direct waste of your time because you're spending all this energy and you've drummed up the courage to go in and ask again, and you're being told, well, you're fine, so just deal with it. And that's really not an acceptable answer for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want to take and turn it around for your doctor's office. What are the expectations that your doctor's office has for what you are bringing into the office? You know, in other words, if they really aren't equipped to handle the question the first time around, they're probably not any better equipped to handle the same question the second time around. So when you go back to your primary care, you may have to ask, who do you know can deal with hormone symptoms? I really think this is my hormones. And if it is, where would you send me? You know, and they actually may not have much of a clue as to where to send you. So you may actually get the answer of a a blank stare. You may actually get, gee, we don't know where we'd send you. Or you may get, we've done everything we can do for you. You're just going to have to deal with this. Well, that's like putting up a roadblock and saying that we don't believe you because we're the expert and we've looked at everything and you're crazy. So realize that you're simply in territory that they haven't been trained in, okay? Hormone replacement is not taught in medical schools. And so what you truly need to do is to pick up a copy of Full Bloom and literally go to the chapter that talks about all of the different symptoms. Chapter 5 is our hormone symptoms worksheet in Full Bloom, and just look down the list of symptoms and checkmark the ones that pertain. And you may be absolutely astounded to find out that these are all the things you went into your other doctor to let them know about, and they really didn't know how to help you properly. So this book is a way to help solidify for you what your issues are and how you can best address these issues and with what type of healthcare provider you can best address these issues, okay? So, you know, realize that walking into a doc's office, they're pressed for time. You know, you're walking in maybe with symptoms of poor sleep. I'm not sleeping well at night, you know, which ties to hot flashes and night sweats. And by the time you get every symptom out, you've only got 30 seconds left in your appointment because an insomnia appointment only gives you 6 minutes. And that's all the time they have to give you if they're working for a hospital system. So understand what the constraints are at your doctor's office. They may not have the time to spend with you that you really want them to spend with you. So be very organized when you walk in. Take a copy of this hormone symptoms worksheet with you and have all these symptoms checkmarked and rank your top three. Gee, it's hormones, you know, hot flashes first, insomnia second, and maybe bloated abdomen third. Well, at least then they've got like a hierarchy of things to look at, but they still may not feel versed or, you know, may not be versed at all in what to do. So the second thing that Full Bloom can tell you and help you with is the copy of the list of blood tests that you would like your doctor to order for you. And I lay it right out for you. It's your female male hormones. It's your cortisol done before 9 in the morning. It's your thyroid with its antibodies. It's your fasting blood sugar and insulin. And the dates and lengths of the last 3 menstrual periods if you still are menstruating. And compose what you want as the direction that you want your doctor's office to take this information and go with. In other words, here are my symptoms, doc. Here are the blood tests I'd like you to run on me. So these are the codes based on these symptoms that you can use, and can you order these blood tests for me? Okay. Now you've gotten someplace in that 6 minutes that you have to spend with your doctor, And then it's going to be that you've got this information back that your doctor may, if they understand how to work with hormone levels, they now have some information to look up, and they have some you know, correlations to make with what you're showing them by these blood tests, which they're not used to running, okay? Now, in an enlightened doctor's office, they're going to do a little homework and find out what these tests mean. They may be so overwhelmed that with your shortened doctor visit, you walk back in to see your test results, and he may say, well, where did you get these recommendations? Where did you get these ideas that these blood tests are going to be helpful to you? And then all you've got to do is whip out your copy of Full Bloom and turn to the chapter that says, how do I talk to my healthcare provider? And you show them, this is why I did it, and this is what I'm hoping to accomplish. And let the book be your voice. But if you feel like your doctor still doesn't understand, and this book just isn't going to give you the credibility with them because maybe they feel a little bit threatened, that in this area, you might actually be pushing them in a direction that they're not comfortable going. Well, then you have every right at that point to say, if you're not comfortable with these blood tests, can you send me to somebody who is comfortable? Realize you're not challenging your doctor by saying that, but you are simply saying to your doctor, these tests are important to me. And if you don't have a comfort level interpreting them, I get that. But then send me someplace where they do have a comfort level interpreting these. Because remember, you're the patient. This visit is about you. It's not about the doctor's comfort level with reading your tests if he doesn't have a comfort level for doing that. His job was to order those tests for you. So now that you have those tests and you have those results, then ask the question and say, I'm having these issues. Some of these blood tests are out of range, and I would like to speak with somebody who's comfortable helping me in this area. And if this is not your forte, I understand, but can you help me find somebody that I can work with? And so if they look at you with a blank stare and say, no, I don't have anybody that I know that does hormone replacement therapy, then I don't want you walking out of that office defeatist. I want you going, okay, then I know exactly who I'm going to contact. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to talk to the author of this book, Dr. Victoria Munlock, and she is going to be able to steer me in the right direction. You're not saying, Dr. Smith, you've been my doctor for 20 years, and you're not helping me. You know, you're kind of saying that, but you're saying, I already know where to go if you can't help me. It doesn't mean you're not going to ever walk back into Dr. Smith's office and ask for help in areas that is their expertise. You are simply asking, like any other doctor, for a specialist in this area. That's all you're asking. You're not asking an internist to do your orthopedic surgery because you just blew out your knee. You're asking for help with a specialist. And that's all you're asking for. You're not telling your doctor that they're not able to help you. You're not telling them that they should go back and learn this. You're simply asking for A, the right blood test to be drawn for you, which, you know, you'll get the codes and the proper coding for the blood testing that'll be covered by your insurance because of the symptoms that you've marked on the hormone symptoms worksheet. You are simply asking, is there somebody you know who does hormone balancing? And if they have somebody, great. If they don't, then you can enlighten them by bringing a copy of the book and say, well, Dr. Smith, I'm going to go and seek out Dr. Munlock because she is an expert in this area. And by the way, you may want to take a look at this book because this is something that I feel is very important. And if she's going to be able to help me, then I want you to be able to learn from this set of blood work as well so that you can continue to help me going forward. That is not an unreasonable approach to your doctor or your doctor's office at all, okay? Realize You are the customer. You as the patient are the one who are saying, I need help, and the traditional approach you've had for me has not been working, so I'm looking for another way. And I think this is another way to do it. So, easy way to do it without putting yourself in jeopardy, without having your doctor's office, you know, get bent out of shape about what you're asking. You are simply facilitating your own care.
So these are really, as we talk about, some of the things that you recommend patients do first and then follow through on, right?
Exactly. Even when patients come to see me at my office, I will recommend to them, get your blood work done first. Now we have more specific information to talk to you about you. Yes, I can give you the research. Yes, I can tell you why I take this approach. And if you'd rather hear that first before you decide you want to get the blood work done, great. I totally understand that. But realize that these appointments, when you go to your doctor asking for help, they're not about the doctor. They're about you. And it's about whether that particular doctor is the right one for you. So don't feel badly that your primary may or may not be able to help you. You're also there to ask, if this is not something you're comfortable with, where else do you recommend I get this information? And if they literally and truthfully say to you, I don't know anybody that does this kind of work, you have the answer in your hands. You have it in full bloom. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that do yourself a favor before you walk in your doctor's office and be as educated on what you have going on with you so you can truly be your own best advocate. And if they cannot give you a name of somebody who can help, then you already have the name in your hands. Then contact us and we will help. And we can help educate, you know, other healthcare providers. That's part of what we do. But one at a time is going to be their level of interest in learning that information. They may be so overwhelmed in their own practice that they can only do the best with the patient load that they have, in which case either we can try to help you find somebody in your area after we start helping you, or we can continue to help you long distance and over the phone because we do a telemedicine. So please, please, please do your homework on you. Expect that if your doctor can help you, they will. That's what they went to medical school for. But also realize we are not experts in every area. So if your doctor is really, really good at blood pressure and, you know, abdominal pain and internal medicine types of things, they may not be the best or even versed in how to deal with hormone balancing and endocrine issues. And even a lot of endocrinologists are not versed in those type of endocrine issues because that isn't something they've been taught. So ask the best questions that you can ask for you. Target your information for the short amount of time you're going to have with your doctor, and then have your copy of Full Bloom in hand and have it open to the chapter in the back that talks about how to talk to your doctor, and be prepared for the questions and the answers that you may expect to get and the questions and answers you may not expect for them to throw back at you. But remember that appointment is about you. It is not about them and their knowledge. It is about you and where you can get answers to your questions. And it may be with that doctor's office, and it may not be with that doctor's office.
Right.
You are simply asking the question, and you have every right
and
to ask that question.
Now, what I think is really beautiful and amazing that I want our audience to really let sink in and really take note of, this information, these suggestions, these tips, this advice is coming from a physician herself, from an actual doctor, a doctor of some 30-plus years, giving you hints and advice on how to talk to and with your doctor. That makes it so much more, credible and relatable, and the fact
that
it's all advice coming from an actual physician saying, here, I'm a physician. Here's some of the questions I would love for you to ask. Here's some of the things that can really help you when we have that time together. So I want our audience to really take note that what Dr. Monlock is sharing with us is really important and impactful, and coming from the viewpoint of the doctor saying, here, I want you to ask me these questions. I want you to understand. I want you to leave confident that you've got great advice to help maintain your health, wellness, and balance. I mean, you consider yourself a wellness physician beyond the hormone balancing. What are some of the other aspects of wellness you advocate for the patients? Exercise, part of the regimen, and other things too, right?
Well, absolutely. Lifestyle is huge, and we hear that over and over again. And, you know, lifestyle isn't just, oh, I'm going to exercise on Mondays and Thursdays. Lifestyle is, what am I doing every day that makes a difference in impacting my heart rate and my blood pressure? What am I eating every day? It's just, I'm not going to have a good day that I eat everything right, and then the rest of the week, you know, you cheat all week. You know, we are human. Yes, we're going to cheat, but flip it and make your cheat day one meal a day of a week, so that you cheat on a Saturday night, but the rest of the week you're really, really good, because then you're not punishing yourself. You're actually rewarding yourself. But lifestyle is all about what is going to keep you healthy, not just today, but next week, next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I've said this before and I'll say it again, 50 is the new 30, and 60 is the new 40, and 70 is the new 50. And if we do this thing called living correctly and wellness correctly, then your body, as a temple of who you are, will reflect what you want it to reflect. Garbage in, garbage out, but good nutrition in, and good muscles, good joints, good healthy brain going out. In other words, you are what you eat. Grandma said that to all of us at one point in time, you know, and we all laughed and scoffed at it, but boy, was she right. And so doing life right is going to impact your blood pressure, and keeping your weight for your height less than a level of BMI of 30 is going to be, you know, helpful in preventing diabetes, which can cause heart disease and nerve damage in your feet and, you know, varicose vein issues. There are lots of things that they just don't happen overnight. They build upon a poor environment. And if you keep adding something else that's not ideal to a poor environment, the environment doesn't get better, it gets worse. So then why would we be surprised when we were pre-diabetic, we didn't change anything. In fact, we quit exercising and started eating poorly and drinking more soda, and all of a sudden we're surprised that we're diabetic and we have a blood pressure problem, and oh, by the way, now you actually have a GI tract issue with diverticulitis. Why would that surprise anybody? Wellness is a state of mind, and it's a state of everyday practice of eating healthy, being kind to our body. We only get one body, so you've got to be kind to it, or it isn't going to be very kind back. So when, you know, I talk to people from insurance companies and they say, yeah, we do wellness. We preach wellness to our customers. Well, no, they preach an awareness that wellness means lifestyle, but there's zero suggestions most of the time about how to do it. And they put that on the shoulders of the patient and the healthcare provider to say what kind of exercise and how you should eat. But does your doctor just say, gee, you should exercise and eat right? There, now I've done my obligation for diet and exercise, nutritional counseling. Well, wait a minute, that didn't help anything. You know, most of us are really on that treadmill of life that's extremely busy, and we need a little bit more of a push and a little bit more of a direction to get out of bad habits, to get into good habits, so our lifestyle is working for us, not against us.
That's so important. That's the way to really look at it all and to apply all of this information that Dr. Monlock is sharing with us to our own lives, because, again, it is all about health, wellness, balance, and peace, which comes from being healthy and being energetic and really appreciating the good things in our lives. And when it comes to talking with your doctor, which is the theme of this particular episode, she has laid out some really extraordinary practical, common sense things that you can do when speaking with the doctor, because the doctor is there with all the expertise and knowledge. But again, if you don't ask questions and you don't come, you know, armed with information, some of that expertise the doctor has might not come your way. So speaking of expertise and wonderful doctors, we appreciate you, Dr. Monlock, so much for being with us on our show. And I want to just personally wish you and the family who I've met personally, the wonderful people, you're surrounded by lots of love and great folks around you, your husband and kids and everybody, a blessed and joyful holiday. And we'll be chatting, you and I, after the holiday. You have another show on the 23rd, looking ahead to 2020. But I look forward to chatting with you beyond that after we wrap this particular series. So thanks for everything you do. Blessings to you and to the family for the holidays from myself, my family, and all of us here. And thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. And the same for all the listenership. Thank you for all of your time and patience in listening to some of the what may sound like crazy advice, but really what I have found is that my patients realize that this has made such a tremendous difference in their lives, and they will walk over hot coals to do a lot of the lifestyle changes that they implement because they realize they have taken 10, 20 years off of how they felt when they first walked in and love how they feel. And isn't that what it should be all about? It should be about you and how you feel and how you see yourself 10 years from now and 20 years from now and how you see yourself tomorrow. I want everybody to be their best, and that's what this is all about.
That's right. Absolutely. Wonderful way to wrap it all up for this particular episode. Again, blessings to you and the family. We'll be chatting and doing more things together. Looking forward to that in 2020, as always, because, again, the advice and the information that you give is so practical and so common sense and so effective. And I know, again, it all comes from your heart. This is all heart-centric information. You really, truly, deeply, deeply care. I saw that when I was there at your practice. I saw it, you know, outside the practice. It's something that is, this is your calling. This is your legacy. This is your mission for the greater good of others. And there's nothing more beautiful. I just want to make mention as well, before we wrap quickly here, that you can go to Dr. Monlock's website to learn more about the books and about her, Victoria J. Mondlock, that's M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, M-D-S-C.com. Again, Victoria J. Mondlock, M-D-S-C.com. And the two books, Blossoming and then Full Bloom, are also available at Amazon as well as through her website. Thank you, Dr. Monlock, again, and thank you for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time till next time. Again, we wish you and yours the very best of the holiday season and the coming new year. Stay tuned. We have more great episodes with guests from all around the world featured here exclusively on the award-winning CU TV News Radio Live. Till then, for all of us here, happy holidays again. Thanks for being with us, and have a fabulous rest of your day. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.